Hello everyone. Lovely to see you all. So can we be without the past, without any self-definition? A clean slate. Just for now. To allow this presence, to allow being to be, to reveal itself to us, to reveal itself to itself. Without any identification, because we are this transparent awareness. We are not the storyline, the me story, the history, the her story. We are not the narrative. We are not the script. We are not the mind. We are this transparent, aware presence that is and effortlessly perceives, hears these words. So allow yourself to simply be. Being reveals itself in your non-doing. In the absence of any personal identity. When you soak in presence, everything is healed. Because the mind that is touched by presence rests as presence, rests in presence. There are many patterns that have infected the mind. What is happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why is he or she or them doing this to me? Innocent me. What is this personal meaning, this personal identity? Is it a passing thought and sensation which somehow, in some devious way, we cherish it, maintain it, identify ourselves as a victim? All of it is arising within this transparent awareness, which holds on to nothing. Because it is everything. This personal identification is mentation, empty of any real substance. And yet we don't let go of it. We define ourselves via memories and thoughts and stories and the accompanying sensations, because every thought that is somehow given power triggers sensations within the body mind. The thought of being a victim triggers certain juices within the somatic field. The sensations arise and trigger more thoughts. I am good. I have been good. Why is the world being so bad to me? Why doesn't he or she see how good I am? Now, what is this I, this, what are we referring to when we say I? And this life is such a passing, temporary realm, dreamlike. Somehow, we can see a purpose, that of understanding. Understanding that I does not refer to a personal entity. That there is no such thing as a personal limited consciousness, reality. And that there is one reality. One could say that everything's interconnected, like the water in the ocean. The ocean and the water and the waves and the wavelets are one. There is no body doing something to somebody else. That is a mind narrative arises out of the initial assumption in separation, the initial belief of separation creates the impression of a me and the other, another. It is mind stuff. And yes, we feel it. We feel injustice. Why is he, why are they committing such injustice? That is a flawed point of view, because I am thou and thou are I, this one beingness. There's no separate you, separate them or him anywhere. This is not a concept. It's truth. separation is an illusion, a dream illusion, an unhappy illusion that somehow it serves a purpose, the purpose of reminding us reminds us about our oneness, our wholeness. There are painful reminders. The more we buy into the belief of victimhood, the more we experience the unhappiness of that. We experience it internally, within our being. And yet we hold on to it. And we repeat it. And we feel stirred up, inflamed, hurt, enraged, victimized, misunderstood. Where is the freedom, the joy, the happiness, the peace in feeling victimized? And we project our anger against another. When it bounces back in our face. Peace and happiness is now. And sometimes we do perceive certain behaviors that go against our inner understanding about love and truth. Do we take it personally? Do we adopt a personal position? I know better. Can there be an understanding that even that is God's doing? So we can, out of the understanding that there is nothing personal, we can express ourselves. in an impersonal manner. Or not. Noticing that whenever we personify a certain situation, we experience this sense of separation, unhappiness, inner angst, feeling wronged. Does presence, does consciousness feel wronged or victimized? What is it that is feeling victimized? What are you assuming yourself to be? Do you need to assume yourself to be anyone, anybody? Can we be not knowing, not knowing about what we are? Not knowing about what the so-called other is. Because it's possible the other is your very self. We don't know. It be that everything you perceive has an element of illusion. That you the reality which hears these words and perceives this perception. Whatever that is. This is reality itself. Invisible to the senses, beyond the mind, and yet undeniable. Because that which is perceived cannot deny the reality which perceives it. That which is cannot not to be. And has never not been.